play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Are we doing it twice?
Back here at Charleston, Illinois, let's send down things down to PA announcer Jeff Moore for the starting lineups.
First, we'll have the lineups for the Silver Streaks. Starting at one guard, number 5, Rainey Sibley. At another guard, number 20, Casey Williams. At one forward, number 24, Chloe Anderson. At another forward, number 30, Jessica Lieber. And starting at center, number 32, Sharon Diggins. Galesburg is coached by Mr. Evan Massey and assisted by Andy Allison, Mike Rux, and Jay Barshinger. And now for the Lady Trojans of Charleston. Starting at guard, number 00, Dallas Manning. At another guard, number 21, McLean Miller. At one forward, number 33, Morgan Sherwood. At another forward, number 35, Cody Crowder. And at center for the Trojans, number 55, Kyler Reynolds. The Trojans are coached by Mr. Jeff Miller and assisted by Amy Jackson and C.C. Brinker.
Thanks to PA announcer Jeff Moore here from Charleston High School. Streaks in their road black, trimmed in silver and white again this evening. Charleston in their home white, trimmed in red and yellow. Look very similar to the Rock Island home uniforms.
They do.
Very similar, except these uniforms, they look like they must be older. They almost look like they're kind of dirty, like they're older. I'm not sure, unless it's just they've got kind of a shimmer to them. I don't know if that's what makes them look that way. I don't know. But anyway, stepping into the center circle, 5'8", it'll be Casey Williams. And for Charleston, it will be Morgan Sherwood. Is it Sherwood? I think. At 5'9", and they're just a freshman. They're starting two freshmen tonight. Tip one by the Streaks. Jessica Lieber across midcourt right side as we're underway. Jess drives down the right side lane, scoops it up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound, Chloe Anderson, and she gets called for the travel. Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately for Chloe, she did a good job getting the rebound. Just couldn't keep her feet underneath her. Went down, tried to brace herself, but the knee did touch.
So they're going to try to go long with a pass. It's knocked away by Casey Williams. Casey comes up with a steal. Nice to see that happen right away in the ballgame when they try for the home run.
Set the tone early, Streaks.
Jessica Lieber stops, fires a three out higher right side. It's an air ball, and it falls out of bounds, and it's going to go back the other way. One of those plays, they usually run that right off the bat, and Jess sometimes passes that shot up on the first play, and not that time. First time she went right to the basket, second time took the shot as Sharon Diggins knocks away the inbound pass.
Well, I was looking in the game between the Streaks and Charleston last year. I said a lot of these just major scores for this team are gone. Actually, there's only one player playing in this game that scored last year, and it's McLean Miller. She had 6 points. So not a lot of scoring lost for this Charleston Trojan team.
Now pass knocked away. Coming up with it is Kyler Reynolds in the paint, and she stepped out of bounds. Going to go back to the street. McLean Miller, the daughter of head coach Jeff Miller. And I'm wondering about
Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel Miller, the other one, the junior. I believe she is as well. This is Casey Williams, left side, left baseline. It goes to Sharon Diggins, dribbles out to the wing, and gives to Jessica Lieber on high left side. Back to Sharon, top of the key, down the right side of the lane, stops, splits the defenders, can't hit the shot. Ball is going to go back to the Streaks as it was probably accidentally blocked. I think Sharon just kind of shot it into Dakota Crowder, so it went off Crowder, and the Streaks are going to get it back.
Sharon was lucky not to get called for the charge there, because I actually thought Dakota Crowder did a very good job getting position, and Sharon went right into it. Sharon's got to shoot that more as a jump shot.
Inbound to Lexi Daniels, three-pointer from the left wing, no good. Sabrina Clay with a rebound on the weak side, puts it up, can't hit, but she's fouled. I believe it's going to go against McLean Miller. Does go against Miller, first foul of the basketball game. Nice job, as we talked about earlier. Streaks did a great job on the offensive glass, pulling down 30 in the game earlier, and right there, another one for Sabrina Clay.
Well, and also a nice shot by Lexi Daniels. She was our crunch time player of the game in the first game today, and it was because of her shooting prowess from the field, and she showed no hesitation there, putting it right up, although she missed. It's good to see her going right back after it.
First shot good for Sabrina Clay. Sabrina, the only one that didn't score for the Streaks in the earlier game. She's already taken care of that. She's got her first 2 points. Her Streaks lead 2-0, 7-8 to play.
She figured she should lead this one off the scoring.
There you go. McLean Miller drives right side, pulls up with a 14-footer, no good. Danny Teal down with a rebound. There, she's in there with Jessica Lieber, Sabrina Clay, Allison Mangieri, and Lexi Daniels. This is Allison Mangieri. Three-pointer from the left wing is too hard, and the rebound comes down to McLean Miller for Charleston. Miller on the run across midcourt right side, a high dribble. They don't call the carry, gets it down in the corner, and the pass is kicked away. It was Dakota Crowder on the pass, knocked away. I think Danny Teal or Allison Mangieri got a foot on it.
Actually, I think it was Sabrina foot on it. She did a good job of taking away the baseline and getting that foot all the way extended across.
Miller inbounds. It's knocked away. It was knocked away. The pass was knocked right back toward Miller by Danny Teal. And Miller tried to step back inbounds and catch it, but didn't establish herself back in yet. She kind of had 1 foot maybe stepping over the line by the time she caught the ball.
Tom, we would make good officials. We were ready to call that before it even got blown.
Was that just the delay of the sound of the whistle getting up here? Maybe not. Now Sabrina Clay has it stripped away by McLean Miller. Now Jessica Lieber takes it right back away, and Miller's going to be called for the foul as she fell on top of Jess. That's going to be two quick fouls for McLean Miller, which Coach Jeff Miller doesn't want to see because she's probably one of their better ball handlers, along with being one of their better scorers.
Well, in comes Mitzi Terry, I would imagine a family name.
Yep,
you don't
that's
see
what I'm
very
guessing.
Many Mitzis.
No, not in this day and age. Mitzi, M-I-T-Z-I. In for the Streaks, Rainey Sibley, Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins, and Sammy Thompson in for the first time. Sammy hit a couple of threes in the earlier game. The Streaks had 16 for the ball game. This is Casey Williams, lost a handle on the pass, and it's going to be an over and back. It was a little bit, a kind of a hard pass as close as Sammy was to Casey, and she wasn't able to hang on. I mean, they were about 5 feet apart, and she kind of fired one at her there.
Well, and I don't think Casey was necessarily expecting it. It looked like she was going to try to do a backdoor cut.
Now Sharon Diggins with a steal in the backcourt. Gets to Chloe Anderson running down the right side. Lay it up and in. Nice hustle by Sharon Diggins and a nice look to Chloe Anderson, who lays it up and in. 4-0 Streaks, 6:08 to play first quarter. On the right wing on the dribble, this is Sherwood. Gets into the paint. Now gets it down to the left block to Reynolds. Kicks out to Dakota Crowder, who puts in a three from the left baseline.
Well, she had shot that one in a hurry, too.
Now Sharon Diggins' three-pointer from the right wing is way off the mark. Rebound to Casey Williams. Casey out high left side. Picks up and gives to Sammy Thompson out near the center circle. She'll dribble right back to Casey left of the center circle. Dribbles left and gives to Sharon on the left baseline. Now at high left side, Sammy Thompson with it. Looks over the defense. Gives to Sharon Diggins out between the circles.
And Sharon thought about a 22-footer and then thought better of it.
Looks like Charleston in a man-to-man defense. They were sagging a little bit back in the lane, so I wasn't sure it was a zone. Now look from Sammy Thompson to Casey Williams. Casey can't hit the shot. A little contact going up along with Crowder. And this is Terry with it for Charleston. Gives to Sherwood down on the right side. Morgan Sherwood missed the shot and gets her own rebound. Now a foul is going to be called on Casey Williams on the putback attempt. That's going to be the first foul on...
Went
against Chloe Anderson.
Yeah.
Okay. Casey was close to the play, and she was wondering why it was called on her, and I was too. I didn't see what Chloe did, though, either.
I actually thought it was Casey that committed what would have been the foul. I thought she jumped up and swatted the ball out of the hands of Sherwood. But nonetheless, the foul's going to go against Chloe, and that'll tie the game as she hits on the first free throw. Sherwood now 1-of-1 from the line, 4-4 game.
5:12 to play first quarter. Galesburg boys getting set to get underway. They were actually running a little behind over in Taylorville. They're taking on the host Tornadoes tonight, and we'll get updates from Brad and Jim on that game and bring them to you throughout our broadcast here. Second shot, no good. Sharon Diggins with a rebound, runs it down the right side, puts the shot up and in, but they're going to say the foul was on the floor, I think. I'm not sure. The shot went in.
It counts.
Okay, so Sharon's going to step to the free throw line with a shot at the three-point play. The foul went against Mitzi Terry. That's her first, and the third team foul now on the Charleston Trojans.
Well, all the fouls against McLean Miller and now Mitzi Terry, who replaced Miller.
Free throw up and good for Sharon Diggins. Now 12 in a row she's hit. Long downcourt pass to Terry, open on the right wing, drives baseline, pulls up with a shot off of the glass and got it. And it's 7-6 streaks. Quickly back to the other way. Sharon Diggins gets behind the defense as Jessica Lieber makes a nice pass. Sharon lays it up and in. She's got 5 quick points, make a 9-6 streaks, and a turnover by Charleston as Sherwood couldn't hang on to the basketball. And that was just them trying to get in too much of a hurry to beat the streaks press.
Well, exactly, and that's exactly what the streaks want to have happen. Even on possessions where they don't get the pressure set up, you want that team rushing because they think the press is coming.
Jessica Lieber, right wing to Danny Teal. Out to Sabrina Clay. Now Jessica Lieber traveled to Key and, yep, traveled with it. She thought about the three and then decided to make a move, shuffle the feet a little bit before she put the ball on the floor.
Yep, and she knew it right after she did it, too. She just kind of grimaced and threw the ball back to the ref.
Just hoping it wouldn't get called. It'll be inbounding. Sherwood in the backcourt gets it across, and it's stolen away by Hannah Smith. Hannah in there with Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins, Sabrina Clay, Jessica Lieber, Jess with it. Top of the key, now dribbles right, stops, and she'll pull the trigger on the three, and it's good. First of the ball game for Jess, first three for the Streaks, make it 12-6 Galesburg. Now a steal by, now we're going to have a bump. Unfortunately, the ball was kind of loose, and as Danny went after it, bumped into Sherwood, and Danny Teal gets called for her first foul, second team foul on the Streaks.
Well, on that last possession, a bad job by Charleston. The last thing you can do against the Streaks pressure is throw 50-50 balls, expecting your guards to go run and catch them, and that's exactly what happened. And Hannah Smith outran everyone to the basketball and was able to get the steal for the Streaks.
Full court pressure. They're going to try to go for the touchdown again. Sherwood thought better of it. Gets it into Reynolds, two freshmen back there. Now Sammy Thompson, another freshman with a steal to another freshman, Lexi Daniels for three. It's off the mark from the right side. Sammy Thompson down with a rebound off her hands. Casey Williams grabs it, lays it up on the right side, up and in. Casey's first basket, make it 14-6 Streaks. On the dribble in the backcourt, a bad pass. It's going to go back to the Streaks. And, yeah, the Allison Mangieri did not touch it. It was a bad pass by Morgan Sherwood as she was trying to get it over to Crowder.
Well, it's the youth of this team trying to rush. Morgan Sherwood, again, just a freshman.
Inbound to Sammy Thompson out high on the left side. Left wing, Chloe Anderson. Also, Allison Mangieri, Lexi Daniels, Casey Williams in. This is Sammy Thompson out between the circles. Left wing, it goes to Allison Mangieri. Fires a three. It's too strong. Rebound, Chloe Anderson on the weak side. We're going to have a tie-up. Chloe got tied up by Dallas Manning. Possession arrow points toward Charleston. 3:51 to play first quarter. Streaks with a 14-6 lead. And they'll Charleston will have to bring it the length of the court.
We have a shoe-tying timeout or a brace timeout.
I think it might have been the ankle brace that's kind of tied above the shoe there of Banning. Inbound comes to Terry. Terry on the dribble against Allison Mangieri. Cuts her back to the right. Now picks up her dribble and just lets the pass fly. Fortunately for her, Dallas Banning was there to catch it. And now a pass goes off the hands of Sherwood. And coming up with it, Casey Williams for the Streaks. Casey down it goes to Lexi Daniels' right wing. Now Sammy Thompson swings it over to Allison Mangieri, left wing. She'll fire the three. It's good! Allison Mangieri's first basket of the ballgame. Streaks second three. And make it 17-6 Galesburg. 3:23 to play here in the first quarter. Now a near steal by Chloe Anderson. She's going to tie up Terry, and the possession arrow is going to point toward the Streaks this time.
Well, good job by Chloe. She got beat a little bit, was able to recover, and just gets her hands on the basketball. That's the one thing you ask for, essentially, in this defense is get your hands on the basketball. It's kind of like watching the Bears defense play. You just want to tip that ball in the air and just give your defense a chance to get it. A lot of times that's how steals get created in this defense, is somebody pokes the ball away or gets a deflection off a pass.
I was going to say, are we going to be punching at the ball like Peanut Tillman does? I don't know. We might get called for fouls doing that. 30-second timeout called by Charleston. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Just in front of Sandberg Mall, they provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. And this week we're driving a 2011 certified pre-owned Nissan Pathfinder. Very, very nice SUV. This is a full-size version. Four-wheel drive may come in handy for us tonight. This has been snowing now for a couple hours down here in Charleston. May have to kick in the four-wheel drive on the way back to the motel tonight. But a very, very nice riding vehicle nice luxury. Great sound system. Got the backup camera and a very, very nice vehicle. And it's a certified pre-owned as Danny Teal picks up a foul on the pick. I don't know if they're going to say she moved or what. Oh no! No, no, it's gonna go against Banning for running into Danny.
I thought it was too.
Yeah.
He pointed.
Yeah, he pointed right at Danny.
If it was, yeah, and it, as he also pointed down court as if it was gonna be a change in possession.
So it's a foul on Dallas Banning trying to fight through the pick, fight through Danny Teal. So she picks up her first foul. 14 fouls now. Certified pre-owned, 84-month, 100,000-mile limited warranty, among other things. Check them out. Nice look from Jessica Lieber to Sabrina Clay down the right side of the lane, and Sabrina came up short on the shot. Now we're going to have a reaching foul, and this is going to go against Sharon Diggins. So that'll be her first foul, 13 foul on the streets. It goes back to Charleston.
Well, that's one of those things that Sabrina's got to make automatic. When she gets the ball right there, that's you've got to take it right up to the basket, get it off the square, and get 2 points.
That's something that the opening game of the season, she had, what, 15 points? Yeah. She got a lot of those and was able to put them all in. Top of the key, Sherwood fakes, drives down the right side lane. Nice dish off to Reynolds. And she lays it up and in, freshman to freshman there. Nice play by Charleston. Now Sharon gets behind the defense again. She lays it up and in. And another timeout called by Jeff Miller. And that's 7 in the ball game for Sharon. This one is going to be a full timeout. We will take one as well. 2:39 to play. Streaks lead 19-8. You're listening to a special WGIO sports presentation of Silver Street Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
As of January 1st, e-cycling drop-off, the recycling program for large clunky electronic appliances, will no longer be available at Galesburg Transit. After the first of the year, items may be directly taken to Waste Management, located at 1360 South Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg Transit will still accept your used motor oil to recycle it as fuel to heat the bus garage. You can drop off used motor oil at 567 South Farnham Street during normal business hours.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
Bob and Tom mornings and pure rock all day on the Laser.
Yeah. 2:39 to play first quarter. Streets with a 19-8 lead off to a good start, which is what we wanted to see in this game tonight. So if any calls didn't go your way, it wouldn't be a factor. And honestly, this has been a pretty well officiated game thus far.
Yeah, you just jinxed it.
I probably so. Full court pressure from the streaks, and it comes to Banning. Lost a handle on it, now picks up, gets it back to Sherwood. Sherwood still on the dribble, and knocked away by Casey Williams at midcourt. Casey couldn't quite reel it in. Nice job defensively back there playing the free safety and was able to knock it away. So now they'll inbound from midcourt. A couple of other scores. Geneseo defeated Bloomington at the State Farm Holiday Tournament, 44-32. Rock Island up on Richwood's, 36-35. Was that one at halftime of that game?
That's a half.
And Richwood's actually up at Sterling, I believe. They had knocked
That's
off.
Over
oh,
that, and
yeah,
back.
Been an over and back. They missed that call. You're right. I did jinx it. Now from the right baseline, shot up and no good by Dakota Crowder. Jessica Lieber with it for the Freaks. Right down the middle of the court. Scoops a shot up. Can't hit, but a blocking foul is going to go against Dallas Benning. Banning. That's going to be her second foul. Jessica Lieber goes to the free throw line with two shots with 2:14 to play here in the first quarter.
I actually think there were two over and backs there because I think she did it once before and then did it again.
Richwoods had knocked off Montini earlier before Christmas, I believe. Montini, what, the three-time defending 3A
yeah.
champions? As Jessica Lieber hits the first, that'll make her feel much better.
Allman beat Kankakee Bishop McNamara 42-41 earlier.
Jessica Lieber at the free throw line. Streaks lead 20-8. Jess with 4 points and make it five as she hits two. Streaks three of five of five from the line so far tonight. Good start, just like the earlier game today. They were six of their first six. 2:06 to play, near steal by Jessica Lieber, and now with stepping out of bounds was Aaron Story, 5'4 senior. Oh no, they called a foul. I thought that time he pointed down at the sideline. Jessica Lieber got called for the reach. That's her first 14 fouls down the streak. So Sabrina Clay, Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins, Hannah Smith check in, as does Allison Mangieri. Streaks up 21-8, 2:04 to play first quarter. It'll be Story to inbound from midcourt on the far side. Still looking. And finally gets it into Terry between the circles. Left baseline, Banning fires a 17-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped around. And finally, Sharon comes down with it. And who's it going to go against? Banning?
It's her second.
Banning. No, that's her third.
Oh.
But she had just picked up one on Jessica down there. So that's three fouls on Dallas Banning. And she's their little quick point guard. And she's going to have to go to the bench. She'll be replaced by Dakota Crowder, the freshman. Also checking in, Allison Gossett, a 5'10 junior, so a little size in there now for Charleston.
Well, Moline fell in the championship game at Manual 63-56 to Winnebago.
Really? That's a small school. Interesting.
Winnebago remains unbeaten.
1:49 to play first quarter. 21-8 streaks out high left side. Hannah Smith with it for the streaks. Bounces to Sharon Diggins. Top of the key. Dribbles right. Gives to Allison Manjeri. Three-pointer right wing. Too strong off the back iron. And running down the rebound was Crowder for Charleston. Crowder down to the right baseline. Kicks out to the right wing. 19-footer, or actually 18, about 18-8, goes up for Aaron Story, and she puts it in for her first basket. They get 21-10. Now Sharon Diggins, three-pointer right wing, no good. Weak side rebound is going to go off of Danny Thiel last. And Charleston will bring it the length of the court as Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, and Rainey Sibley check back in for the streaks.
Check that. That game was in DeKalb, so that must be the boys because I think the girls are playing in Manual.
Yeah, the girls are at Manual.
So that was the boys' score.
Story runs down the right side, lost her footing, and she traveled the basketball. The official right on top of the play didn't make the call. The one out near midcourt made the call, which was proper. We saw it from up here. So another turnover for Charleston with 1:13 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks leading 21-10. Some full court pressure from Charleston. Jessica Lieber breaks it easily. On the dribble, gets picked from Chloe Anderson. Ooh. Out high on the left side. And just drives to the baseline, gets knocked down by Allison Gossett. A little slow to get up. She got hit pretty hard that time. Took one, looks like, off the side of the face or into the eye maybe as Gossett kind of leaned into her. So Jess goes to the free throw line. I guess this will be a chance of the one and bonus. That's 17 fouls now on Charleston with 1:02 to play here in the first quarter.
Chloe threw a knockout pick earlier in that sequence that put Crowder down.
First free throw up and good for Jessica Lieber. She will get the bonus. Galesburg High boys up 10-0 earlier in that game against Taylorville, who's already used their second timeout, so not unlike the start to our game here. The streaks with 4:37 to play in the first quarter, leading 10-0. Second free throw for Jessica Lieber, good as well. Nice to see her get off to a 4-for-4 start after she struggled earlier today, or last night for the free throw line. Didn't get there today as the inbound gets knocked away by Sharon Diggins. 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. Streaks leading 23-10. Charleston will have to bring it the length of the court. And it comes to Crowder. Crowder on the dribble on the backcourt, trapped up. Gets it across to Gossett. On the left side, pass stolen away from Terry to it's Casey Williams comes up with a long down court pass to Sharon Diggins. Can't get the shot to fall, but she's fouled. I believe it's going to go against Aaron Story.
Yeah.
And that'll be her first. And Sharon Diggins will go to the free throw line with two shots with 45.8 seconds to play. 7 points on the night for Sharon.
Long first quarter here. A lot of whistles. Streaks obviously already in the bonus.
Sharon's first miss in, the last
12 attempts? 12 attempts. Well, 13, last 13 right. attempts. She was 12 for 12 coming into that shot.
Streaks lead 23-10.
She used that to vault herself to almost a 70% free throw shooter now on the season. See if she can start another streak right here.
And the second one is good. So 8 points for Sharon. She's replaced by Lexi Daniels. Also Sabrina Clay, Jessica Lieber, Allison Manjeri, Danny Thielen for the streaks, who lead 24-10. On the run, this is Crowder, knocked away from behind by Allison Manjeri. Crowder able to get it back. Now swings it out top, and Story able to run it down. 38 seconds to play. Now
a bailout call.
A reach. Who's it going to go against? Jessica?
It has to.
You heard the slap on the ball, or we could hear the slap on the ball. Yeah, Jessica Lieber just picked up her second foul. Because, it looked like they were about to lose the ball, and Jess had a hand on it. You kind of heard her slap at it, and she got called. And quickly, Evan Massey puts Hannah Smith in to replace Jessica with 36.6 to play in the first quarter.
Five team fouls for the Streaks, who lead 24-10, 36.6 to go, as Tom said.
And now a foul on the inbound.
Oh,
shot is up and good by Morgan Sherwood. The only reason there was contact because Sherwood was coming in and landed on top of Danny Thiel. I mean, she had her momentum going forward and landed on top of Danny Thiel, and that she fell back after she hit her. Sherwood put the shot up and in, and she's going to get a chance at a three-point play. And the free throw is good. 4 points for Sherwood. Make it 24. So the clock didn't start. It was on 34 seconds. We'd come all the way up the court, and then the clock finally started. Sabrina Clay out high right side. Right baseline. It goes to Allison Manjeri. Fires a three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound tipped out. Story runs it down on the sideline. Tried to save it in bounds, but she stepped on the sideline, and the Streaks are going to get it on the far sideline with 21 seconds to play. Sharon Diggins will check in and replace Lexi Daniels.
Was Lexi the one that put that up?
No, Allison did.
Allison, that's right. So Allison now 1 of 5 in the game. She knocked down a 3 earlier in the quarter.
And she will inbound the ball on the far sideline. And it comes to Hannah Smith on the left side with 19. Dribbles right and gives to Chloe Anderson on the right wing with 16. Sabrina Clay, now Hannah Smith between the circles with 13. Right wing, Sharon with 11. Fires a three. Off the rim, no. Rebound brought down by Sherwood. 7 seconds to play. Sherwood on the dribble with 5. Still on the backcourt. Gets across with 3. And now a bump and call.
Oh, my gosh.
Gee whiz. You're right.
You jinxed them.
I did. It was my fault. Now, I think it's going to be Allison Mangieri gets the call.
Yep.
And they're going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. And Allison picks up her first foul. And now streaks over the limit. So going to the free throw line will be Dakota Crowder with a chance of the one and bonus.
Terrible foul for the streaks here. 2.2 left. They most likely weren't going to get a good shot up. But instead now Crowder's going to get a chance for the free throws. And she'll hit on the first one. She's got 4 points in the game now. She hit a three earlier in the quarter. Now the chance to get it under double digits.
24-14, the Galesburg lead, 2.2 seconds to play, and smartly Jeff Miller sends two of his players all the way back, so the streaks don't get an easy long one. Second shot for Crowder is up, and that is short. Rebound comes down, shot at the buzzer, up and good by Allison Gossett. So they cut it to an 8-point lead. After one, Galesburg 24, Charleston 16. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to a special WGIL sports presentation of Silver Street Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Life is busy, and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Cratty Insurance Agency, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. Cratty Insurance will take the time to find affordable auto, home, and business insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call or stop by their office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
Bob and Tom Mornings and Pure Rock all day on the Laser.
After one, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Charleston Trojans 24-16. Streaks with a couple of threes in that first quarter, shooting very well from the free throw line thus far. And well, up here up top, we were down the first game yesterday. We were down low on the scores table, a pleasant temperature there. You go out in the hallway, into the bathrooms, it's cold, into the where they have the hospitality room in their auditorium. It's about probably 45 degrees different than where we're sitting up top here in this gym this evening. Pretty hot up here. 24-16, Streaks lead. After one quarter play, Charleston with a basketball to start the second quarter. This is Sherwood travel with it. Then they're going to make the call. Thank you very much. So another Charleston turnover.
That's
unforced that time. And again, that was just her trying to get something going too quickly. Inbounding, Casey Williams, and pass knocked away, stolen by Story. Story with a 10-footer up off the glass and got it. You don't want to let this team get any confidence. 24-18. Sharon Diggins, right wing, back to Jessica Lieber. Jess goes to the elbow, spins, drives down the right side of the lane, lays it up and in. She's got 9, make a 26-18 streaks. Inbound comes to Story in the backcourt. Story on the dribble. Now stolen away by Rainey Sibley. Rainey down the right side of the lane, lays it up, but it's blocked. Nice block by Sherwood. Ball goes to the floor, and Sharon Diggins picks it up and lays it up and in. Ten for Sharon in the ball game, and
another turnover as they hit the sideline. So the far side sideline, Streaks will get the ball back. That's 15 turnovers now for the Trojans.
And back to a 10-point lead, 28-18 for the Streaks, 7:21 to play first half. Inbound comes to Jessica Lieber, also Sabrina Clay, Danny Teal, Allison Mangieri, Lexi Daniels in. This is Jessica Lieber between the circles looking for the back door. Now gives to Allison Mangieri, left wing, fires a three and got it. Her second of the ball game. And fifth of the day, make a 31-18 streaks. Inbound comes to Story. Story on the dribble, breaks the press, gets across the timeline. Out high left side to Sherwood. She'll fire the long three-pointer. That's off the back too strong. And a rebound comes down to Danny Teal. Gives to Jessica Lieber. Now Lexi Daniels on the run right side. All the way down. Lays it up. Blocked by Story. And a rebound comes down to Crowder. And now they're going to say Crowder stepped on the sideline again. So another Charleston turnover. And the Streaks will get it back with Allison Mangieri will inbound from the far sideline.
That was quite the long shot for Sherwood.
Yeah, it was. Out there in Streaks range.
Well.
Jessica Lieber in the backcourt. She'll bring it back across now.
And now we're going to get a foul.
Away from the ball. Danny Teal got called for
Danny.
A push. I don't know if it was on a pick or what. I did not see what happened.
Must have been. But she was the one cutting, so I don't know.
Yeah. It was away from the ball, and that's her second foul. So the Streaks turn it over with 6:42 to play. And now we're going to walk back to the free throw line. It'll be Dakota Crowder at the line with a chance of the one and bonus with 6:42 to play. 31-18 is the Streaks' lead here in the first half.
Crowder went to the line once before in the game. She hit the lone free throw. Oh, she went one for two, actually.
Missed the shot. Rebound off the hand of Sammy Thompson. Finally, Chloe Anderson runs it down. Gives to Sammy. Sammy on the run to Rainey Sibley, left wing. Thought about the three. Got to Casey Williams, top of the key. Casey turns. She'll fire the three. In and out. No good. Rebound, Sharon Diggins on the weak side. Kicks out to Sammy. She'll fire the three from the right wing. Off the rim, too strong. Rebound tipped up. It's going to go off of Casey last. It's going to go back to Charleston. 6:23 to play here in the first half. It'll be McLean Miller checking back in with her two fouls for Charleston. She'll replace Mitzi Terry. The Elk Creek High boys up 14-5 after one quarter over Taylorville. They're leading the host Tornadoes. Sherwood to inbound. Finally gets it into Crowder.
Oh,
she traveled. Yep.
And Coach Miller wants the call for a push.
Which I don't.
Chloe.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I mean there might have been a little bump as she caught the pass, but she took off and picked up her pivot foot before she ever put the ball on the floor, and actually I think took another step. So that was a good call.
Yeah, she had switched hands with the basket, but she was holding the ball in the right hand, went to the left hand, and was taking steps the whole time.
And it comes to Sharon Diggins out high on the right side. She'll hand off to Sammy Thompson. Sammy looks over the defense. Gives out high left side to Casey Williams. Now Sharon Diggins left baseline. Kicked out to Sammy Thompson. Now high on the left side to Sharon. Top of the key. She'll fire the three. It's blocked by Sherwood. Now McLean lost a handle on it. And they get it down court to Sherwood. Lays it up left side. Got it. And a foul is going to be called on Sammy Thompson. Sherwood lays it up and in. She'll have a chance at the three-point play. Sammy Thompson picks up her first foul. And that's the ninth team foul on the Streaks. 5:59 to play here in the first half. 31-20 is the Galesburg lead.
Sherwood 2-4 from the stripe. First shot up and no good.
And again, the Streaks give up an offensive rebound to Gossett, but she, fortunately for the Streaks, she missed the shot that time. Thought they were going to call some contact on that shot. Sammy Thompson left of the center circle, gives to Casey Williams out high on the right side. Casey looks over the defense, gives to Rainey Sibley on the right wing, nearly knocked away as the Crowder pushes. Yeah, she pushed Rainey to the floor, and she's going to get called for the foul. So Rainey's into the one and bonus. So that's 19 fouls now on the Trojans. Crowder's first foul, and Rainey Sibley to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
Rainey's only taken 12 free throws on the season. She's 8 of 12. See if she can get into the double figures.
Rainey's first shot is up, and it is good. Rainey really struggled from the field early today, had several shots that were in and out from behind the three-point arc, and you can tell she was getting a little frustrated about not getting a knock one down. Second shot up, and good.
Looked good on both those shots.
So the Streaks, 2, 4, 6... Eight of nine from the line so far. Or no, 10 of 11 from the line so far this evening. 33-20 is the Galesburg lead. 5:42 to play, first half. Story, down court pass to McLean Miller. She rolls it off too hard, and Sabrina Clay brings down the rebound to Jessica Lieber. Jess down to the left side. It goes to Chloe Anderson running the floor. Lays it up, can't hit the shot. Some contact on the shot, no call. And then on the rebound, I think Chloe got fouled by Sherwood. Well, I'm not sure who it's. Yeah, because Chloe's going to go to the free throw line. I believe it's going to go against. No, it goes against Gossett. Allison Gossett picks up her first, and it's going to be two shots for Chloe Anderson. That's her second. Okay, two shots for Chloe, as that's the 10th team foul now on Charleston. So Chloe Anderson with two shots at it with 5:28 to play in the half, and the Streaks leading 33-20.
As we talked earlier, Chloe struggled from the free throw line, only 58% from the stripe. She hits the first, though.
Yep, the shooter's roll on that one. Bounced off the front, off the back, and then fell through. 34-20.
Streaks lead back up to 14.
With a win, the Streaks will move to the championship game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, meaning we have to be out of the motel by 12:30 and find something to do after that, which is fine. We like him to get in the championship. Second shot was no good. Steal now by Sharon Diggins, though. Chloe Anderson picks it up as it got knocked away from Sharon. Now Jessica Lieber down the right side. Spins, kicks out to Sharon on the right wing. But Miller closed out. Now Jessica Lieber, yep, she's going to get called for the travel again. She was going to set herself for the three, and she kind of knew it again. She looked back at Coach Massey like, ugh. She was frustrated with herself that time. 34-20, Streaks lead, 5:11 to play first half, full court pressure. As Sherwood will inbound in front of the Charleston bench. And it comes to McLean Miller. gets out of the trap, dribbles, and lost it. Yeah, that's a double dribble. She lost a handle on it, picked it up, dribbled again, and now they call it that time. We've seen more of those calls of the travels and that type of thing tonight than we usually get because we've seen a whole lot of them that haven't been called lately.
Yeah, that's for sure. And now the Streaks have yet another opportunity. Their high water mark in this game is a 14-point lead. That's where they sit now. So let's see if they can push this one up to 16 or 17.
Sammy Thompson in, Sabrina Clay, Lexi Daniels, Casey Williams, and Allison Mangieri. Sammy Thompson, top of the key, dribbles right, gets to Lexi Daniels, right wing. Back to Sammy, top of the key, thought about the three, now gets to Allison Mangieri out high on the left side. Allison looks over the defense and gives to Casey Williams between the circles. Casey hands off to Sammy Thompson, left wing, Sabrina Clay. Now back to Casey Williams out high left side to Sammy Thompson out high on the right side. Left wing to Allison Mangieri, gets the pick, fires a three, bounces, rolls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Sherwood for Charleston. Sherwood on the run. Good-looking ball handler. Brings it all the way down herself, stops in the lane, five-footer up, no good. Rebound comes down to Gossett, but she's going to be fouled from behind. I believe it's going to go against Lexi Daniels reaching over from the back. Does go against Lexi. That's her first foul, and that's now the 10th team foul on the streak. So it'll be two shots for each team for the rest of the half. This was a shooting foul anyway as Gossett goes to the free throw line. Sherwood, 5'9", just a freshman, actually looked pretty good. She took down the rebound, handled the ball all the way down the court, just couldn't put the shot down.
Yeah, and that's going to be obviously something that they're going to work with Ryan. And she is a very nice-looking player. She's similar in stature to Casey Williams, so they're almost the exact same height and build.
First shot no good for Gossett. She kind of flings it up there almost underhand. Missed the second one as well. Sabrina Clay skies for the rebound, but her outlet pass went errant. She turned, and Casey Williams was standing waiting in the pass. She kind of led her on the pass, and so the Streaks turn it over with 4:19 to play, leading 34-20 here in the first half.
Nine turnovers now for the Streaks.
Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Chloe Anderson, Casey Williams on the floor for the Streaks. It'll be McLean Millett inbound from the far sideline, and it comes to Sherwood now. This is Story, fires a 14-footer, puts it up and in.
She's perfect inside from the field, 3 for 3.
Just inside the free throw line with that one, 34-22. Casey, top of the key, fires a three, got it. Nice job, got her feet set, and nice follow through on that one. Casey with her second basket, first three of the game, make it 37-22. On the dribble, this is Rachel Miller into the ball game. Gets it off to Story. Left baseline, McLean Miller pulls up with a 5-footer, put it up and in. That's her first basket of the ball game. Make it 37-24. Points coming quickly now. Back the other way. Jerron Diggins with a finger roll. Can't hit. Rebound, Chloe Anderson leans in. Kicked out to Jessica Lieber. Top of the key. Fires a three. Off the mark. And Jess gets her own rebound. And got called for the travel. She was down on the knee. She didn't stand up. She was on the knee and made the pass, and they called the travel. She caught the ball on her knees going after it. Didn't try to stand up. She made the pass off her knees, and they called the travel.
That's what Coach Massey's saying right now. He's not getting anybody to listen to him from the officials.
Now Chloe with a steal, but she's going to get called for travel again. She was on the floor and kind of slid a little bit after she grabbed it. That more legitimate travel there. 37-24, Streaks lead, 3:32 to play here in the first half. Sherwood to inbound. And it comes to Rachel Miller, nearly swatted away. Miller gets it back to Sherwood. Sherwood back to Miller, tipped by Chloe Anderson now. Miller with it. Got to be a 10 call.
Got to be one soon.
Yeah, thank you. Nope, timeout call. One, two. I was watching this official count on the inbound last time. Very, very slow five count. I mean, the five count was probably about 8 seconds or so, and never made the call. So a 30-second timeout call. 3:20 to play here in the first half with the Streaks leading 37-24. And it'll be Charleston with the ball. I guess they'll probably be inbounding from in front of their own bench here. Well, the official's holding the ball down on the baseline, though. I thought they had gotten out a little bit further by the time he called it. Maybe not. I don't know if they had gotten past the free throw line or not.
I don't think they had, actually.
So 3:20 to play in the first half. That's a long 30-second timeout.
Yeah.
Well. Streaks lead at 37-24. Four three-pointers in the game for Galesburg. Chloe Anderson, Lexi Daniels, Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber, Sabrina Clay in for the Streaks. Chloe up playing the ball. It'll be Crowder, the 5'5 freshman, to enter. No, actually, it's going to be now it'll be Sherwood inbound at 5'9. Probably a better move there rather than the 5'5 player.
Yeah, but Sherwood's a very good ball handler.
Sabrina Clay knocks away the inbound. Chloe Anderson comes down with it. Allison Mangieri, top of the key, hands off to Jessica Lieber, fires a three out high on the left side, and what's the call under the basket?
3 seconds.
There was a shot in the air. How do you call 3 seconds when the shot's up in the air? He blew the whistle after Jessica Lieber shot the shot. A three-second call win against the Streaks. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. And especially considering we've seen a lot of people camping the lane today.
Wow. Crowder on the dribble across midcourt right side. Stopped in the lane, pulled up with the eight-footer and got it. Dakota Crowder with her first, or rather second basket. Make it 37-26, 3 minutes to play. Lexi Daniels, three-pointer right baseline is good. Lexi, her first of the ball game. She had 15 in the earlier game, make it 40-26 Streaks. In the backcourt, on the dribble, Sherwood. Sherwood across midcourt.
Carry.
Right down the middle. Stop, knocked away by Sabrina Clay. Sabrina with a steal. Gets it off to Jessica Lieber. Nice job by Sabrina Clay holding her ground there, swatting the ball away. Now Jessica Lieber, nice dish to Chloe Anderson left side. She'll lay it up and in. 42-26, 2:34 to play. Now this is Story on the dribble across midcourt. Inside the free throw line. Stops, eight-footer from straight arm. Banks it in. That's a tough shot to bank in, but she got it to that at the fall. She has not missed from the field as of yet. Long downcourt pass from Jessica Lieber to Chloe Anderson. Got hammered twice. No call. Wow. Fortunately, Streaks down with a rebound. Alex Mangieri, three, left baseline is no good. Rebound comes down to McLean Miller for Charleston. How do you not call either of those on Chloe's shot? Now McLean Miller down the right side. Knocked away again by Sabrina Clay. Ball goes to the floor. We're going to have a tie-up between Allison Mangieri and, I believe, McLean Miller. And one of the Charleston players, that was McLean Miller, went down hard. I guess it was also Sherwood over there. Jessica Lieber was down there as well, diving after that loose ball.
Well, I guess the Streaks are going to get it, although it took forever to get a call there. I would imagine that the arrow is right there on the scores table where it normally is. Now we're having a discussion about what. And I guess Coach Massey must have tried to call timeout when the Streaks had possession, and it wasn't granted.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because Allison actually had a hold of the ball, and she knew she couldn't get up, and then she got tied up. Inbound got knocked away. Allison runs it down, and she got, well, now Coach Massey calls timeout as Crowder dove on top of Allison. But now the Streaks have it, 30-second timeout. 1:59 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 42-28 lead. Gales are guy boys up 28-18. Similar game for them against Taylorville. 2:25 to play in the first half over at Taylorville, playing the home team on their home floor in their side of the tournament. The boys lost their earlier game to Rantoul. In a game that Brad Benowitz said the Streaks really didn't play a bad game, said that they just kind of got outplayed by Rantoul, who just played a very good game. 70-63 was the final on that one. Rantoul had lost all three tournament games prior to that, but they were all on buzzer beaters, so they must have a pretty decent squad over there, and came out with a win over the Streaks earlier. 42-28 is the Galesburg lead here. 1:59 to play in the first half.
UT and Oregon are tied up at 15. I'm not sure where they're playing that tournament game at. That's the first quarter.
Is it Sterling maybe? Or
that Rock, might be right.
Rock Falls, Sterling, I think.
Richwoods has taken a 10-point lead on Rock Island in the third quarter, 48-38.
Hannah Smith, left wing, missed Casey Williams down the left side of the lane, got to Sharon Diggins, top of the key, swings it over to Chloe Anderson, right baseline, back to Hannah Smith, top of the key, drives down the middle of the lane, runner up off the glass and good.
That was a nice little move there for Hannah.
That was, nice move, got it up over the outstretched arms of, I think it was Crowder, and make it 44-28. Now a bad pass on the inbound, Streaks are going to get it back as Crowder threw it away, and the Streaks get it back with 1:34 to play, leading 44-28.
Jeff Miller's not going to be happy with this next stat, but 24 turnovers now for the Trojans here in the first half, and still a 1:34 left to go.
Jessica Lieber to inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. Sabrina Clay, Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins also in for the Streaks. In it comes to Casey Williams on the left block, into the paint. Tried to put up the baby hook, got blocked, and now actually got hacked across the arm by McLean Miller. No call. Should have been at least a jump ball. Now Jessica Lieber with a steal all the way down the right side, lays it up and got it. Make it 46-28, 1:20 to play in the half. Crowder on the dribble across midcourt right side. Down the middle of the court, nice dish to the left block to Reynolds, and she had to pull it out. Kicks out to Terry. She'll fire the three. It's no good. Rebound to Jessica Lieber. 1:07 to play. Jess, long down court pass to Sharon Diggins on the right wing. Thought about the three. Kicks back to Jess. She'll fire the three out high right side, and good! Her second of the ball game.
Shabu.
12-14 for Jessica Lieber, make it 49-28, under a minute to play. Terry in the backcourt looking for help. Fires a pass to nobody. Reynolds finally runs it down in front of the Streaks bench. Now a steal by Rainey Sibley. Rainey on the run, lost a handle on it, got it back down the right side, lays it up, and got hammered, knocked to the floor. The foul's going to go against Aaron Story.
That's going to be her second.
And Rainey Sibley's going to go to the free throw line with two more shots. Hit a couple there earlier in this quarter. 49-28 Streaks. 39.7 to play here in the first half.
Rainey, the girl with all kinds of nerves on the radio, but not so much on the free throw line.
Missed the first one. Yeah, Randy didn't have a whole lot to say when we talked to her last week. She did wish everybody a Merry Christmas, though.
She did. That was her main goal for her radio talk.
49-28.
Very nice of her.
49-28, Streaks with a lead. 39.7 to play. McLean comes out. McLean Miller comes out. She's got two fouls. Dallas Banning with three fouls for Charleston. Rainey at the free throw line. Second shot is up. And, ooh, in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Sherwood for Charleston. And it's stolen away by Lexi Daniels. Kicks out to Chloe Anderson, left wing. Now Hannah Smith from the left wing. She'll fire the three off the rim, too strong. Lexi with a rebound. Puts it up. Block. Rebound comes down to Terry. Sherwood got the block. Now this is Crowder on the run. Ooh, a nice block, I thought, by Casey Williams, but she gets called for the foul. They're going to say, I think she got her with the body. Had the hand on the ball. Got to say it was with the body. And, nope, they call the push. But so Casey picks up her first foul. And it'll be Dakota Crowder going to the free throw line with two.
Do you ever wonder if some officials just rotate what they're going to, what hand signal they're going to give? Because it's not like it gets recorded anyway. It's not like the NFL where you record holding and offsides and all that. It's really, I'm calling a foul, and it, you know, I don't know which hand signal I'm going to throw up until I get up there.
Or I'll make one up.
Dakota Crowder will now 1 of 4 from the stripe. She's going to try to improve upon that, but Streaks with a 21-point lead with 22 seconds left to go.
22.3 to play. Second shot is up, and that one is good for Dakota Crowder, the one of the many freshmen on this Charleston team. 49-29, Streaks with a 20-point lead. Jessica Lieber across midcourt. Gets to Casey Williams out high left side with 15. Chloe Anderson with 13. Jessica Lieber give and go to Casey Williams. Laid it up. Comes up short. Rebound saved inbounds by Chloe Anderson. And this is Becca Vischer with it, 5'3 sophomore. And she, did she travel? Or what did she do? What was the call? They did something to lose the ball.
I
the Streaks
didn't
get it back.
It.
I don't know. Maybe she stepped out of bounds because she was awfully close to the end line there. So the Streaks get it back with 4.3 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber to inbound. Sabrina Clay checks in. Sharon, Chloe, and Allison Mangerian as well. And it comes to Sabrina. Now Allison Mangieri fires a three from the left wing. Can't hit. Chloe Anderson down with a rebound. Couldn't get the shot off. We have played one half of basketball, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks in control. At the half, it is Galesburg 49, Charleston 29. We'll come back and talk more about this one. Run down our halftime stats as well. Streaks lead 49-29 at the half. You're listening to a special WGIL sports presentation of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
It's a great time to complete your building and remodeling projects now during Menards' New Year's Sale. Save big on our entire selection of drywall, all 10% off Menards' everyday low prices. Plus, update your home with Mastercraft doors. All special order interior doors by Mastercraft are 12% off. All special order entry doors by Mastercraft are 15% off. With Menards' huge selection and savings, you're sure to find the perfect new doors for your home.
Save big money at Menards.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Charleston Trojans 49-29. Streaks led 24-16 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored Charleston 25-13 in that second quarter for the 49-29 lead. Welcome to our halftime program brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, All Together Better. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance need. Galesburg High boys also at halftime, and they hold on to a 7-point lead over Taylorville, 28-21 at halftime. That game at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, the boys lost their earlier game today to Rantoul. And I'm not sure where, if there's one of the teams that's still unbeaten or not, if this is going to come down to the tiebreaker or not, because I know Rantoul had lost their first three games of the tournament, so I'm sure the Streaks probably still have a shot at it. I don't know if Taylorville's coming in, what their record is either as far as the tournament goes. So the Galesburg High boys up 28-21 at halftime of that game. Some of the other scores, as we mentioned, at the State Farm tournament, Geneseo defeated Bloomington 44-32. Richwoods was up on Rock Island by 10. Wasn't that in the third quarter?
Yeah, in the third quarter it was 48-38.
So Richwood's having another very good season, as are the Rocks. Let's see.
Thankfully, both 4A schools now.
Yeah, exactly. We would not have to see either one of them in the postseason, as I'm trying to see if we've gotten any more updates on those scores. Brenna Detra, by the way, with 30 points for it's not Detra. Detra's got 15. Olivia Elger. Richwood's, I think.
Yeah, you remember her. She was an outstanding freshman guard.
Was she Richwood's, or was she one of the transfers from Notre Dame?
I'm pretty sure she was a Richwood's player.
She's got 30 points.
65-48 with 5:22 left to go. So they're
Richwood's up in that one.
Taking care of that game. And that, you know, and I don't know without looking, but that actually might be a potential regional, definitely a sectional matchup at the very least.
Yeah, I'm not sure how their regionals are set up. I'm guessing they probably are in the same regional because of the fact that there's so few 4A teams downstate. You'll have UT, Rocky, Moline, and then through the middle of the state you've got Richwoods and Springfield now, and I believe the two normal schools. And then Quincy. So Richwoods very well could get good paired. It would make the most sense as far as regionalizing it, that they would be in that same regional with the.
Actually, normally U-High is a 3A school.
Okay, but I mean the two public, Community and West, I believe are both 4A. I think Bloomington is still 3A, but I think the two normal schools might be 4A now. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Bloomington is 3A. Okay. They'll be in the Morton regional.
We're at halftime here, 49-29. The Galesburg Silver Streaks with the lead over the Charleston Trojan Streaks, taking care of their business, and a very good first half of basketball for the Streaks. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down our halftime stats. Streaks 49-29 at the half. You're listening to a special presentation of Silver Streak Girls Basketball, a WGIL Sports presentation here on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
There's no right or wrong way to dunk a chicken McNugget. Some dip into the sauce daintily with one pinky extended. Others pretend their McNugget is a tiny NFL running back dunking over the goalpost. Then there's the sauce. Some prefer the cool taste of creamy ranch. Others the boldness of spicy buffalo. And some mix them together just because they can. McDonald's Chicken McNuggets. At just $4.99 for a 20-piece box, there's more dunking to love. McDonald's, official sponsor of the NFL. Prices and participation may vary.
Kick off 2013 right. Head to Broadview on the Square and celebrate New Year's Eve in the Broadview Lounge. Enjoy karaoke with candy starting at 9, then eat afterwards in the restaurant.
Come dance in the new year with DJ Doc Patterson at Cherry Street, with party favors and a champagne toast at midnight. And as always, no cover.
Why burn gas and battle the traffic when the best parties are in Galesburg? Start 2013 with a celebration you'll never forget. Only in the Berg. Wishing you and yours a safe and happy new year.
Life is busy, and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Craddy Insurance Agency, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. Craddy Insurance will take the time to find affordable auto, home, and business insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call or stop by their office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
Bob and Tom Mornings and Pure Rock all day on the Laser.
Streets lead at 49-29 at the half. Our halftime stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, not miserable when you get the bill. Scoring-wise, another balance. First half, Jessica Lieber leading the way with 14 points, including a couple three-pointers, a couple of twos, 4-for-4 for the free throw line. 10 points for Sharon Diggins on four baskets, 2-for-3 from the line. 5 points for Casey Williams on a 3 and a 2. 6 points for Allison Mangieri on a couple of threes. 2 points for Rainey Sibley on 2-for-4 from the line. 5 for Chloe Anderson on a couple of baskets, 1-for-2 from the line. 2 for Sabrina Clay on a couple of free throws. 3 for Lexi Daniels on the three-pointer. Hannah Smith with 2 points on a basket on a nice move in that second quarter. Streaks with 6 three-pointers in the first half, 11-for-15 from the free throw line. For Charleston, they were led in scoring by Aaron Story with 4 baskets. I don't think she didn't miss one, did she?
No, she was perfect. 4-for-4
from the field. 7 points for Dakota Crowder. 6 for Morgan Sherwood. 2 apiece for Allison Gossett, Mitzi Terry, and Kyler Reynolds. Also, McLean Miller with 2 points. Just 1 three-pointer in the ballgame. 4-for-11 from the free throw line for Charleston. But I know turnover is going to be a big story there for Charleston.
Yeah, they had 23 turnovers in the first half. The Streaks turned it over 12 times, a little bit more than I'm sure Coach Massey's happy with. But, you know, when you're looking at the fact that you have plus 12 there or plus 11 there, that's always a good number to be at. As far as the rebounding numbers, Streaks actually out-rebounded this Charleston team 23-21. They are dominating in the offensive boards 15-4. The Streaks were 6 of 24 from distance, 10 of 22 from inside the arc. Obviously, the Charleston squad not shooting very many threes. They were just 1 of 2 shooting the three-point ball. And I didn't get a chance to tally up the two-point numbers just yet. So,
Streaks with a 49-29 lead at the half, thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street, just in front of Sandberg Mall. They provide our transportation to all Streak road games. And we're driving a 2011 certified pre-owned Nissan Pathfinder. Very, very nice vehicle. Full-size SUV. It's got the third-row seating. If you got a big crew, or you can put those third-row seats down, have plenty of storage space as well. We had plenty of room for our luggage and all the equipment for the games here. A very nice ride. It's got the four-wheel drive if you need that. Or if you want to take it off-road, you can do that as well. Charleston with the basketball to start the second half. Sherwood shot in the paint is up and no good. Rainey Sibley down with a rebound. Rainey across midcourt left side. Stops on the wing. Gets to Jessica Lieber. She picks up out high and gets to Casey Williams, top of the key, right wing to Sharon Diggins. Sharon drives right baseline, tried to kick it inside to Chloe Anderson, but it's stolen away by Sherwood. Sherwood has it knocked away, goes to the floor, gets it back. Now she's going to roll away, and we're going to have a tie-up, and it's going to be Chloe Anderson and Reynolds. I don't know, some Charleston fan up here filming, yelling about blow the whistle. I don't know, there was no reason to blow because the ball was loose that entire time. 49-29 Streaks lead, 7:32 to play third quarter. The possession arrow points toward Galesburg. Jessica Lieber gets to Casey Williams on high left side. Casey penetrates, kicks out to Sharon on the right wing. She'll fire the three and got it. Wide open three for Sharon Diggins. She's got 13 and make it 52-29 Streaks. Now Sharon with a steal. Gets to Chloe, and now she's going to get tied up by Sherwood. And the possession arrow pointing toward Charleston this time around.
New four coming in for the Streaks as Jess Lieber will stay out there. Danny Teal into the game with Lexi Daniels, Allison Mangieri, and Sabrina Clay.
7:13 to play third quarter. Streaks up 52-29. Inbound comes to Crowder, back to Sherwood. Sherwood on the dribble across midcourt, right of the center circle, down on the left block to Reynolds. Reynolds kicks out, and her pass knocked away. It's Banning finally running it down. Right baseline, it goes to McLean Miller. She'll pull up with a 17-footer. No good. Rebound Sabrina Clay for the Streaks. Outlet to Jessica Lieber. Jess on the run across midcourt right side. Nice bounce pass to Danny Teal running the floor. Left-handed layup up and good for Danny. That's her first basket of the night. Make it 54-29. Now Danny with a steal on the right side. Lays it up and in. A quick four-point run by Danny Teal. Make it 56-29 Streaks. 6:40 to play. Now Danny knocks away the inbound pass again. She always makes things happen when she gets on the floor. 6:39 to play third quarter, and Danny knocks away another inbound pass. That's called telegraphing your pass there, young lady.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if there's going to be a running clock in this one, but the Streaks have a 27-point lead right now.
We can hope for that. It wouldn't bother me a bit. I'm sure it wouldn't bother Coach Massey either. This time the inbound was knocked away. It's going to go off Reynolds last, yes, though, so the Streaks are going to get it back as Sharon Diggins, Sammy Thompson, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, Casey Williams check in. Rainey Lindbound from in front of the Streaks bench. 6:36 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 56-29. Sammy Thompson on the dribble out near the center circle. Picks up and gives to Casey Williams, left of the center circle. Now Chloe Anderson right side to Sammy Thompson. Miss Casey on the give and go there. Now to Sharon, top of the key. Dribbles right to Sammy Thompson. Now swings it to Rainey Sibley, left wing. Top of the key, Sammy Thompson. Sammy dribbles left and gives to Rainey Sibley. Top of the key, Casey Williams out high right side. Sharon Diggins drives down the right side of the lane. Lays it up off the glass. Comes up short. Rebound down to Banning for Charleston. Now her pass knocked away by Sharon Diggins, and Rainey comes up with it. And, boy, the official right in front of the play was not going to call a foul, as it was, who was that? McLean Miller just knocked Rainey Sibley over, and that official just looked at the play. The official down on our end of the floor was the one that had to make the call. I don't know how in the world he wasn't going to call that one. That's three on McLean Miller.
Yeah, some foul trouble now for this team. As Banning has three, Miller has three, Story has two, Gossett has two.
And it comes to Sammy Thompson, right of the center circle. Sammy Thompson, top of the key, backdoor pass to Chloe Anderson, gets knocked away and stolen by Reynolds. Reynolds swings it over to Crowder. Crowder's going to be able to get across midcourt in the center circle. Still on the dribble, down the middle of the lane. Pass knocked away by Casey Williams.
Should have been a travel, and they're going to get a call on Sammy Thompson.
Yeah, but Reynolds came down, or whoever that was came down with a pass and traveled with it.
It was Reynolds.
But yeah, they call a push on who? Sammy Thompson, yeah. Don't know. Second foul on Sammy Thompson. First team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. At the free throw line, Kyler Reynolds, R-E-N-N-E-L-S.
Yet another freshman on the squad.
Misses the first. She's 5'7", as Hannah Smith, Jessica Lieber, Sabrina Clay, Sharon Diggins, Danny Teal check in for the Streaks. 5:47 to play third quarter, 56-29 Streaks.
If these girls grow, they could have some nice height on this team.
They really could, and you've got Sherwood, a very good ball handler at 5'9", and just a freshman. Second shot up and good for Reynolds. 56-30, Streaks lead. Jessica Lieber gives to Hannah Smith, left wing. Top of the key, Sabrina Clay, right wing. It goes to Sharon Diggins. Had Hannah Smith posted up, but that's not who you want in the post. Jessica Lieber fires the rebound high on the left side. No good. It's Sharon with a rebound. Passes out to Jessica, knocked away by Story, and the Streaks will have it on the far sideline as it'll be Allison Gossett checking in to replace Reynolds for Charleston. Richwood's defeats Rock Island 75-54. Is the final on that one.
And that was, remember, a one-point game in Rocky's favor at halftime.
Sharon missed one driving down the right side. Now, a foul called. She just lost her footing there.
Well, I think she did step on somebody else's foot. Now, whether or not you should call that a foul, I don't know.
Sabrina Clay got called for the foul. Okay. I mean, she looked like she just absolutely lost her footing. Like I said, she may have stepped on somebody's foot, but, yeah, there was no push. And Sabrina Clay got called for it. Now this is Story on the run. Down the right side, passes the left block to McLean Miller. Gets around. Sabrina Clay puts a shot up, rolls off, no good. Sabrina down with a rebound, and if it's not a travel, it's got to be an out-of-bounds or a foul. But Sabrina finally got it off.
But nothing was called.
Jessica Lieber, yeah, nothing called. Now Jess down the left side carried it. Yeah, they're going to call that one. She just lost the dribble trying to make the crossover. It was a nice move by Jess. Most of this season we haven't seen that get called. The dribble went up above her head, though, and they actually called the carry. So, yeah, the Rocks end up losing by 21, 75-54 to the Richwoods Knights. And, again, fortunately, they're both in 4A. Full court pressure, Michaela Isley in for the first time tonight. Inbound comes to Crowder. Now this is Sherwood with it. Now this is Story across midcourt, left of the center circle, lost her footing and nearly loses control. Now Allison, oh boy, Allison gets called for foul, going for the steal, and I don't even know if she hit the ball or anything on that one. And that's Coach Massey saying, and the official, yeah, no, shake his head, no. I really don't even know if there was any contact there, and Allison gets called for her second foul. That's three team fouls down the Streaks in the second half. Inbound comes to Gossett. Now this is Sherwood. Sherwood drives right side, down into the paint, goes to the left side, lost a handle on it. And where's the three-second call? She's still standing in the lane, still in the lane. Now they put the shot up, no good by Crowder. Michaela Isley down with a rebound, outlet to Sammy Thompson. Sammy on the run, gets it down to Lexi Daniels, right wing. Back to Sammy on high right side, top of the key, Casey Williams. She'll fire the three, bounces off high, no good. Rebound tipped up, and it's brought down by Gossett for Charleston. 4:23 to play third quarter, 56-30, Streaks lead. This is Sherwood on the dribble. Right baseline, it goes to Crowder, fires an 18-footer and got it. Crowder with 9 points. And now a push is going to be called on McLean Miller.
This is
going to
be a fourth on McLean Miller.
And fourth down.
Here comes Mitzi back into the game. Mitzi Terry.
Yeah, and Coach Miller not happy with his daughter on that one, fouling somebody, you know, 70 feet from the basket. Katie Lingefelder in for the first time tonight for the Streaks. In there with Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, and Chloe Anderson. 4:12 to play third quarter, 56-32 Streaks lead. And it comes to Rainey Sibley, hands off to Jessica Lieber.
She tried to hand it off to Katie Lingefelder. She wasn't interested. Just let the ball bounce, so Rainey had to go get it.
Jess drives down the right side, scoops it up off the glass, and got it high off the glass after some contact there, and got it up and in. 16 for Jess, first basket of the second half, 58-32 Streaks. Now a travel is going to be called on Crowder. She got going too fast with Sharon Diggins chasing after her, and the Streaks will get it back with 3:51 to play. It will be Rainey Sibley to inbound in front of the Streaks bench on the near sideline toward the baseline. Then it comes to Jessica Lieber out high left side. Dribbles left to the center circle. Now top of the key. Gets a pick from Chloe Anderson.
Oh, no way.
Oh, gee whiz. Because the girl fell, the official made the call. I don't even know if there was any contact on the pick. Chloe Anderson set a pick. The girl turned, and there was really not – I mean, she just fell.
Yeah. You know? Coach Massey was indicating that maybe Chloe put her arms up. This is a long 5 seconds. Okay, yeah. Finally, the five-second call is made.
Thank you.
But Coach Massey made his arms – look as if maybe Chloe had taken contact to her, but it didn't look like that from our angle. Maybe we just had a bad angle, as Coach Matson didn't seem too upset by the call, but it looked like a clean pick from up here.
Sharon with a three-pointer out high right side, in and out, no good. Rainey skies for the rebound, and we're going to have a tie-up with her and Gossett possessing their points toward the Streaks, 3:39 to play. Thought this was going to be a nice game, but now whistle after whistle after whistle.
Yeah.
Jessica Lieber to inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Chloe, wide open on the left blocker, lays it up and in. Nice play by the Streaks on the inbound. 7 for Chloe, make it 60-32. Ball tipped around, and now a foul. Oh, boy, should have been a travel.
A little bit of contact by Sharon, and she called for the foul.
I think the travel came before that. I don't know. Sharon picks up the foul. That's her second, and now 5 team fouls on the Streaks. Just let us get the game over with, please. Your calls aren't going to help them get back into it.
Oh, Tom, it's snowing.
That's true.
We don't have anything better to
that's
do.
That's true. Just getting back to the motel, I don't know. 60-32 Streaks lead. This is Crowder on the dribble, right wing. Down on the low block to Gossett, turns, knocked away by Sabrina Clay. Oh, are you kidding me?
I'll agree with you.
And even the official down there is going, like, the official right on the play is saying, what, I didn't see any call. And the official out near midcourt is calling a reach, and there's not even any contact.
A good job by Sabrina Clay there, in my opinion. She was able to get in there and knock the ball away.
But picks up her second foul instead. Wow. Hey, I've never seen that. The official under the basket was like, I don't know what he's calling. Now on the inbound, Sabrina blocks the shot of Sherwood, and Danny Teal with a rebound. Jessica Lieber with a 3:10 to play third quarter. Lexi Daniels back to Jessica Lieber. Wide open three-pointer right wing. Short. Rebound is over the back. Sherwood went over the back of Sabrina Clay, and either Sabrina or Allison Mangieri got called for a foul.
I'm going to go with Sabrina on this one.
How do you foul somebody that, when they're going over your back?
Yeah,
Sabrina Clay.
Third.
Wow. She had the inside position straight up for the rebound, and Sherwood went over her back, and Sabrina gets called for the foul.
Coach Massey, just hands on the head. Nothing you can do about that.
Wow.
Good thing is Streaks have a 28-point advantage. So.
3 on Sabrina. First shot for Sherwood is up and good, and that's 17 fouls on the Streaks. 2 for Charleston here in the second half. Not a surprise there. This is kind of the way we thought it would be, but that's why we said earlier the Streaks need to just take care of their business, so it's not going to make a difference in anything that doesn't go their way.
Morgan Sherwood now 3-6 from the stripe, make it 3-7, and Sabrina Clay down with the rebound. No foul called.
Yeah, why not? The girl was over her back again nearly. Allison Mangieri, three-pointer left wing is good. That's her third of the ballgame. She's got 9. They get 63-33 Streaks, 2:51 to play. See if they give us a continuous clock.
That's what I was just wondering, too.
Please do. In the center circle is Story. And then all the whistles won't matter. Left wing, this is Terry. Traveled, no call. Pulls up with an 18-footer, no good. And going over the back, Sherwood went over the back of Danny Teal, no call. Tipped around, Story comes down with it, lays it up right side and got it. How do you not call that over the back, which it actually wasn't over the back? 10 for Story now. Quickly back the other way. Danny Teal with a left-handed layup too hard. Rebound comes down to Gossett for Charleston. 2:22 to play in the quarter. Crowder on the dribble down the left side. Stops, fires off the glass. Got it. Crowder with 11 now, make it 63-37. Jessica Lieber swings to Allison Mangieri, left wing. Another three try. This one is bounces high, no good. And another over the back by Sherwood, right over the top of Danny Teal. And no call. She brings down the rebound and gives way to Story.
Danny, or Allison, let him fly today. 3 of 11 now. I don't remember her getting double-digit three-point attempts on the season.
Now Sherwood misses the layup. And another foul. I think Sabrina Clay just picked up her fourth.
She did.
Yep.
This is a quick three fouls she's picked up back to back to back.
It'd be one thing if there was some contact and she was committing the fouls.
Well, and right there, what happened was Sabrina was underneath of Sherwood. She put the shot up, gets her own rebound. Sabrina was straight up and down, and Sherwood shot the ball into Sabrina's hand, and Sabrina gets called for the foul.
So she's got four. Sherwood makes the first free throw. Now we've lost our 30-point lead. With 1:53 to play here in the third quarter, make it 63-38. Back in, Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Hannah Smith, Sharon Diggins in there with Allison Mangieri. Banning checks back in for Charleston, replacing Story.
You know, we switch out four or five people at a time, and it takes less time than them switching out one person. They don't ever seem to know who they're going in for.
Galesburg High boys up 37-30 with about 3.5 to play in the third quarter over Taylorville against the Tornado. Second shot no good. Casey Williams with a rebound. Gives way to Hannah Smith. Hannah across midcourt, right side on the dribble. Picks up and gives to Casey Williams out high right side. Casey gives to Allison Mangieri. Now it's Hannah Smith right of the center circle with 1:40 to play in the third. Top of the key. Set the double screen for Allison. Couldn't get a handle on the ball to get the shot off, though. Dribbles left. Picks up and gives to Sharon Diggins. Sharon picks up and hands off to Hannah Smith. Hannah dribbles right with 1:27 to play. Picks it up and gives to Casey Williams out high left side. Dribbles right down the right side lane. Kicks out to Sharon. Fakes the three. Penetrates from the right side. Stops up off the glass and got it. Some contact on that one also they didn't call. That's 15 for Sharon to make it 65-38. And now they're going to say Crowder stepped out of bounds again.
Well, and then she slammed the ball on the floor.
So the Streaks get it back and a chance if we hit a three here to take the 30-point lead again. We'll see if there will be a continuous clock or not. We don't know if that will happen or not because there wasn't a stoppage of play once when we hit the 30-point lead earlier. Rainey Sibley inbounds to Jessica Lieber. Also Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins, Casey Williams on the floor for the Streaks. Jessica in between the circles, out high left side. Casey Williams, top of the key. Danny Teal, right wing to Jessica Lieber. Nice pass on the give and go to Casey Williams. Put it up and in and took the contact as well. Again, no call. Casey puts it up and in, though. Nice concentration by Casey. Make it 67-38, under a minute to play, third quarter. Reynolds with it. Banning has it now, and a pass nearly stolen away by Rainey Sibley, but Gossett able to pick it up under the basket, lay it up and in, make it 67-40, 43 seconds of play. Jessica Lieber penetrates, scoops the shot up, can't hit, but a foul's going to go against either Banning or Gossett. If it's Banning, that would be her fourth.
If it's Gossett, it'll be her third, and it's
Gossett picks up her third. So Jessica Lieber will go to the free throw line with two shots, 16 points on the game for Jess, 39.3 to play third quarter, Streaks lead 67-40.
Shooting free throws much better than she did last night. She's now 5 of 5 here in this game.
That's why she took last game off shooting from the line. Earlier today, didn't get to the line at all. Did hit three-pointers, though. First shot is good, 68-40. Streaks with the lead. Back in, Lexi Daniels, Allison Mangieri, Danny Teal, Chloe Anderson as well for the Streaks.
Next one up, and that one's good as well, is Jessica now a perfect 6-for-6 from the line in the game.
18 points on the night, make it 69-40. Inbound, knocked away by Chloe Anderson. Chloe runs it down on the sideline and picks up. Nice hustle by Chloe. Lexi Daniels with it in the right corner to Jessica Lieber, 30 seconds to play. Jess swings it over to Allison Mangieri, left baseline, wide open three, bounces off short, rebound comes down to Lexi Daniels. To Jessica Lieber, right wing, 24 seconds to play. Now Danny Teal with it out high right side. Jessica Lieber between the circles with 20 to play. Dribbles left, trying to get another look for Allison. Now with 15 seconds
to play. No, I think they're going to run the weave.
Nope, now yep, they're going to run some clock. Jessica Lieber.
Oh, no.
Give and go. Trying to get to Danny Teal. Stolen away by Banning.
Travel.
And she traveled with it. Thank you. Oh, and they called a carry. Where was the carry? She traveled. I didn't see a carry, though.
I don't know, but they kept that clock running for about 2 seconds after the whistle blew.
That was making up for the earlier when they didn't start it in the first half.
Yeah.
7 seconds now to play. Streaks lead 69-40. Let's see if we can get. Oh, that's a foul that they don't call as Banning knocks it away from Jessica Lieber. And how did.
I don't know
1.1 seconds went off the clock on that.
But some lady in the front row with what looks to be a newborn
right
almost took that basketball.
Yeah.
You would think that they would want to be a little higher. Thing.
Inbounds comes to Danny Teal between the circles. 5 seconds of play. Danny dribbles left. Now down the right side with two and gets tied up. And the ball goes to the floor. We're going to run out of time here in the third quarter. But the Streaks in control.
After three, it is Galesburg 69, Charleston 40. We'll take a timeout and bring you the final 8 minutes. You're listening to a special WGIL Sports presentation of Silver Street Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
It's Yen's last blast for 2012. So why not end the year right? Get the new vehicle you've been wanting and save thousands at the same time. Savings like $12,000 on a new 2012 Silverado Extended Cab Truck with four-wheel drive and all-star package. Or save $4,000 on a new 2012 Buick Verano. Or over $1,000 on a new 2013 Chevy Equinox. Not only can you save money at Yen, but at the pump, too, when you buy a new 2013 Malibu LT with an EPA estimated 34 miles per gallon on the highway for under $22,300. The new 2013 Chevy Cruze offers even better gas mileage, plus double savings, now priced under $17,000. Plus, you get 0% financing for 60 months. See Yem for details. Yem's last blast of 2012 runs now through the close of business on the 31st. So don't wait. See the folks at Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC in Galesburg today.
Bob and Tom Mornings and Pure Rock all day on the Laser.
Streaks outscore the Trojans 20-11 in the third quarter and lead 69 heading into the fourth quarter. Tom Erdoff along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along tonight. As the Streaks with a win tonight, we'll head into the championship game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock against the Effingham Flaming Hearts. Now a steal by Sharon Diggins. Now she gets tied up, though, by Terry, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Nice job defensively again by Sharon.
35 turnovers now for the Trojans.
Galesburg High boys still in the third quarter against Taylorville, waiting for an update on that one. Top of the key, Casey Williams. Sharon Diggins out high right side. Penetrates down the right side of the lane, and she's fouled going up for the shot. Going to go against either Gossett or Terry. And if Gossett, goes against Terry. That is going to be her second foul. Just the fourth team foul on Charleston here in the second half to the Streaks 8. 7:37 play, and the Streaks have been aggressive going to the basket. First shot for Sharon is up. Missed that one. Second miss of the night for Sharon after hitting 11 in a row over three games. Sharon with 15 points on the night. 69-40 Streaks lead. Let's get up to that 30-point lead again and see what happens and get a stop down on the other end. 7:37 to play in the ball game. Second for Sharon is up and missed that one. Rebound comes down to Sherwood for Charleston. Sherwood in the backcourt. Gets it to Banning across midcourt left side. Banning on the dribble. Picks up, trapped up, looks for help. Knocked away by Rainey Sibley into the backcourt. Rainey able to run it down, and now Banning is able to pick it up and block
wow.
Rainey away from the ball.
I'll tell you what, Rainey just showed some of that elite speed she has. She knocked that ball away, and she outran two Trojans to get there and then almost hurdled Banning as they both were going for the ball near the baseline.
Yeah, and actually was behind both of them and ran it down and passed them. So Rainey will inbound from at the end of the Streaks bench, and it comes to Jessica Lieber on the left side. She'll take it out between the circles. 7:19 to play. Casey Williams gives to Chloe Anderson. Now Jessica Lieber right wing. Give and go to Casey Williams down on the right block. Casey has it, and they're going to say she stepped out of bounds, trying to get around Gossett. Kind of got pushed a little bit going that way, and a little bit too far, stepped on the end line. Streaks turn it over with 7:12 to play as Katie Lingenfelter, Michaela Isley, Lexi Daniels, Hannah Smith, and Allison Mangieri coming in. They're going to drop back into a 2-3 zone. So Coach Massey going to concede the full court pressure at this point. We still want to get the 30-point lead, though, up here, just to see what happens. Now Sherwood to Gossett. Sherwood in the paint, kicks out to Banning. Left baseline, it goes to McLean Miller. McLean Miller drives in, pulls up with a 10-footer, no good. Gets her own rebound, kicks out to Banning. Fakes, fires from just left of the free throw line. It's no good. Rebound to Sherwood, and she puts it up and in.
That's 11 rebounds now for Sherwood.
62-49. Allison Mangieri, three-pointer, left baseline is good. That is her fourth of the ball game. And make it a 30-point lead, 72-42. Let's see what happens. Let's get a stop here. Sherwood drives in, splits the defenders. And, oh, a foul is going to be called either on Allison Mangieri or Katie Lingenfelter.
Yeah, the clock's still running.
Oh, it is. Good deal. Until she makes the free throw.
Yeah.
So we do have the running clock. Katie gets called for the foul. That's her first and the ninth team foul on the Streaks.
I'm actually surprised. I am too. Home team trailing.
Well, first free throw is up and good. And it's still running.
Don't say anything.
Okay, that's fine with me. Let it run. So is it once it hits, it keeps going no matter what?
No.
That wouldn't make sense to me.
No.
She hits both free throws and make it 72-44.
Because otherwise it would have been running in the first since the first
half. Yeah, that's true.
Third quarter.
Katie Lingefeld to the top of the key to Lexi Daniels, left baseline. Lexi goes out to the wing, gives to Sammy Thompson. She lost the handle on it and picks it up out near midcourt. Looking for help. Gets to Hannah Smith in the center circle, knocked away.
Wow.
Sammy picks
I
it up.
I think that just went off there. Hannah, but.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think the streaks just benefited.
Wow. Now Sammy got bumped. No foul call. And the official kind of just threw his hands out there. Hannah Smith on the dribble between the circles, 5:25 to play. Sammy Thompson out high right side to Katie Lingefelter between the circles. Right wing, it is now Sammy Thompson. It's to Katie Lingefelter going down the right side lane. Can't hit, but she's fouled by Crowder. And Katie Lingefelter will go to the free throw line, and the clock is still running. Well, that's fine with me.
Maybe it's 25 in this.
Maybe that's what it is. Who knows? Maybe it's different from the. Well, but we were up by 25 for a while, though. Or maybe, yeah, maybe it's just the fourth quarter. I don't know. First shot for Katie is up and no good.
Katie went to the first free throw line for the first time on her season in the first game today and went 3 for 3. She misses both of them there, so now she's 3 of 5. She just lost her lead as best free throw shooter in the team.
Panning down with a rebound. She's got it between the circles. Then it goes to Sherwood out to Miller. Left baseline drives, pulls up with a 14-footer. No good. Michaela Isley down with a rebound for the Streaks. And outlets to Sammy Thompson. 4.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Right baseline, Lexi Daniels lost the handle. Got it back to Sammy Thompson on the wing. Puts it on the floor, penetrates, and got a reaching foul now on, I believe, McLean Miller.
That's her fifth, and it should be. And
Yep. As it's going to be her sister, Rachel Miller, that will replace her. As McLean Miller fouls out with just 2 points on the ball game.
To go with 4 rebounds.
Got in foul trouble early. Didn't get a whole lot of playing time. 4:05 to play. Sammy Thompson inbound from the right baseline. In it comes to Michaela Isley. Left block. Puts it on the floor. Puts up a baby hook. Bounces off. No good. Rebound comes down to Sherwood for Charleston. Sherwood on the dribble across midcourt right side. Stops right at the free throw line. Pulls it back out. Kicks it over to Banning on the left wing. Left baseline goes to Crowder. She'll fire the three-pointer. Got it.
Her second of the game.
Dakota Crowder. She's got 14, make it 72-47 streaks with 3.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Right baseline, Hannah Smith out high right side to Sammy Thompson. Now Hannah Smith, top of the key. She'll fire the left-handed three. Off the back rim, no good. Lexi Daniels trying to chase down the rebound. Gets out of bounds too quickly, though. It'll go back the other way to the Charleston Trojans. Galesburg guy boys up 50-45 with 4:25 to play over Taylorville. Grant Gibson, 34 points in that game for the streaks. 3:09 to play here. Streaks with a lead, 72-47. This is Crowder down on the low block. It goes to.
There's going to be a foul on Katie Lingefelter.
Katie Lingefelter picks up her second foul. Sherwood will go to the free throw line. Morgan Sherwood with 2 more shots. She's got 12 points on the ball game. A couple of pretty good looking freshmen on this team for Charleston. They're going to be a pretty good team over the next couple of 3 years. First free throw is up and good for Sherwood, especially when you got a player like Sherwood, who you said she's double digits in rebounds, so she's got a double-double. Plus, she's at 5'9", a very good ball handler as well. She can play kind of in or out. I don't know how good a shooter she is from the perimeter, but she does well down in the paint.
That's
and
something
she handles
she's
the ball.
Develop, too. You know.
Hits both free throws, make it 72-49. Hannah Smith drives left baseline, picks up and kicks out to Sammy Thompson on the left wing. She'll swing it over to Lexi Daniels. Pass stolen away by Crowder. Crowder down the left side, runs it down, lays it up, and got it.
One of the other freshmen.
Yep. Make it 72-51, down to a 21-point lead for the Streaks. 2:02 to play in the ball game. Ball knocked away from Lingefelter by Sherwood. Tried to run it down in the backcourt. They said it went off of Katie Lingefelter. Sherwood actually dribbled it twice before it went out of bounds. So Charleston gets it with 1:47 to play. This is Crowder, three-pointer. It's an air ball. Katie Lingefelter down with a rebound. Gives to Sammy Thompson. 1:40 to play in the ball game. Hannah Smith fires a three left wing. Too strong. Rebound. Katie Lingefelter kicks out to Hannah. Dribbles left down the left side of the lane. Lays it up off the glass. Too hard again. Gets her own rebound again. Tenacious. Now Sammy Thompson, right wing. She'll fire the three. Too hard. Rebound comes down to Crowder. Crowder on the run. Down the left side of the lane, and she carried the ball. How do you not call that? The ball bounced up over her shoulder. Now we got a foul call. She bounced the ball. It went up over her shoulder, hit her in the back. Then she bounced it again, and they call a foul on who? On Lexi Dan or no, Hannah Smith. The ball, she lost the dribble. It bounced up over her shoulder. And
well,
then she caught it.
We're under a minute now, so we're almost done with these officials.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Running clock still running. They're going to stop it now for whatever reason. I don't know. They must not have decide how they want to do this running clock thing.
Yeah, apparently they'll make up the rules as they go. First free throw up and good for Crowder. And this is a one and bonus. She'll get the bonus. Or no, actually, it's a two-shot foul. That was a 10th team foul on the Streaks. 72-52, Streaks lead 57.3 to play in the ballgame. Streaks will move to 11-5 on the season. Second shot is no good. Rebound to Gossett. She puts it up, in and out, no good. Katie Lingenfelter with the rebound. Outlet to Sammy Thompson. This is Sammy out high right side. Top of the key, Katie Lingenfelter. 45 seconds to play. Ball off the hands of Hannah Smith.
And the clock will run again.
See what? Okay. I don't know. I don't get it. As we said, we apparently make up the rules as we go. Left baseline, this is Miller, traveled and lost control of it. Now we're going to have a tie-up with 26 seconds to play. Possession arrow points toward Charleston. 20 seconds to play now. It'll be Dakota Crowder to inbound. Gets it right back, fires a three. It's short, rebound to Hannah Smith, 14 seconds to play. And on the dribble across midcourt, right side, right down the middle, pulls up with a five-footer, too short. Rebound comes down to Sherwood. Sherwood, 6 seconds to play across midcourt with four. Down the right side, and she's going to lay it up. Missed it. Rebound to Rachel Miller with the buzzer. Shot is good, they say, at the buzzer for Rachel Miller. Gets her first basket. But the Galesburg Silver Streaks come out with a win. 72-54, the final score. Lowest point total in a quarter. Only 3 points for the Streaks in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, calling the dogs off. And
yeah.
And also the fact that the running clock didn't, you know,
help
your scoring.
Well, the Streaks win it 72-54. They will play for the championship tomorrow night of the Charleston Holiday Tournament. They'll take on the Effingham Flaming Hearts tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock. We will take the air around 6:40 here on 92.7 FM, the Laser. Streaks win it 72-54. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game final stats, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win it 72-54 was the final. We'll take this time out. You're listening to a special WGIL sports presentation of Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, the Laser.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Crady Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.